Jerry Bader Show 1048. Of all of the things that liberals said President Obama was going to fix in the post-Bush era was our reputation on the world stage. We had alienated our allies, and by God, he was going to fix that. Well, let's start here. Obama's phone call with Angela Merkel sounds like it was horribly awkward. When German officials, up to and including Chancellor Angela Merkel, expressed outrage at reports that the United States may have been monitoring her cell phone, she decided to call out President Obama directly. Their Tuesday phone conversation revealed yesterday sounds like it must have been just horrendously uncomfortable. The only who know for sure are the two of them. According to a statement by her spokesman, she told Obama that she unequivocally disapproves of such practices, the U.S. listening in on her cell phone and monitoring her cell phone. According to the spokesman, paraphrase, that it was completely unacceptable. She added that between close friends and partners, there should be no such monitoring of the communication of a head of government. That would be a grave breach of trust. Ow. She's not alone. Dan Henninger has a great piece today on this. Again, on the notion that Obama was going to bring back all of our alienated allies. Henninger, Obama's credibility is melting. The collapse of Obamacare is the tip of the iceberg for the magical Obama presidency. From the moment he emerged in the public eye with his 2004 speech at the Democratic National Convention and through his astonishing defeat of the Clintons in 08, Barack Obama's calling card has been credibility. He speaks, and enough of the world believes to keep his presidency afloat, or used to. All of a sudden, from Washington to Riyadh, Barack Obama's credibility is melting. Amid the predictable collapse, the past week of healthcare.gov's too complex technology, not enough notice was given to Senator Marco Rubio's statement that the chances for success in immigration reform are about dead. Why? Because, Senator Rubio said, there is a lack of trust in the president's commitments. The notion that they're going to get in a room and negotiate a deal with the president on immigration, Senator Rubio said Sunday on Fox News, is much more difficult to do after the shutdown negotiations of the past 3 weeks. Senator Rubio said he and other reform participants, such as Idaho's Representative Raul Labrador, are afraid that if they cut an immigration deal with the White House, say, offering a path to citizenship in return for strong enforcement of any new law, Mr. Obama will desert them by reneging on the enforcement part. When belief in the average politician's word diminishes, the political world marks him down and moves away. With the president of the United States, especially one in his second term, the cost of the credibility markdown become immeasurably greater. Ask the Saudis. Last weekend, the diplomatic world was agog at the refusal of Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah to accept a seat on the UN Security Council. Global disbelief gave away fast to clear understanding. The Saudis have decided that the United States is no longer a reliable partner in Middle Eastern affairs. The Saudi king, who supported Syria's anti-Assad rebels early before Islamic jihadists polluted the coalition, watched Mr. Obama's red line over Assad's use of chemical weapons disappear into an about-face deal with Vladimir Putin. The next time King Abdullah looked up, Mr. Obama was hanging the Saudis out to dry yet again by phoning up Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, Assad's primary banker and armorer, to chase a deal on nuclear weapons. Within days, Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief, Prince Bandar, let it be known that the Saudis intend to distance themselves from the United States. What is at issue here is not some sacred moral value, such as in God we trust. Domestic politics or the affairs of nations are not an avocation for angels, but the coin of this imperfect realm is credibility. Sidney Greenstreet's Caspar Gutman explained that term of trade in The Maltese Falcon. I must tell you what I know, but you won't tell me what you know? That's hardly equitable, sir. I don't think we can do business along those lines. Bluntly, Mr. Obama's partners are concluding they cannot do business with him. They don't trust him. Whether it's the Saudis, the Syrian rebels, the French, the Iraqis, the unpivoted Asians, or the congressional Republicans, they have all had their fill of coming up on the short end with so mercurial a U.S. president. And when that happens, the world's important business doesn't get done. It sits in a dangerous and volatile vacuum. His point is the world is a more dangerous place because of this, and he's right. I would say particularly with the Putin deal. Back to Henninger. The next major political event in Washington is the negotiation over spending entitlements and taxes between House Chairman Paul Ryan and his Senate partner Patty Murray. The bad air over this effort is the same as that Marco Rubio says is choking immigration reform. The fear that Mr. Obama will urge the process forward in public and then blow up any Ryan-Murray agreement at the 11th hour with deal-killing demands for greater tax revenue. Then there is Mr. Obama's bond with the American people, which is diminishing with the failed rollout of the Affordable Care Act. Obamacare is the central processing unit of the Obama's presidency belief system. Now the believers are wondering why the administration suppressed knowledge of the huge program's problems when hundreds of tech workers for the project had to know this mess would happen on October 1st. Rather than level with the public, the government's most senior healthcare official, Kathleen Sebelius, spent days spewing ludicrous and incredibly happy talk about the failure while refusing to provide basic information about its cause. Voters don't normally accord politicians unworldly levels of belief, but it has been Barack Obama's gift to transform mere support into victorious credulousness. Now that is crumbling at great cost. If here and abroad, politicians, the public, and the press conclude that Mr. Obama can't play it straight, his second-term accomplishments will lie only in doing business with the world's most cynical, untrustworthy partners. The American people are the ones who will end up on the short end of those deals, Dan Henninger, today's Wall Street Journal. Not just Americans, the world. You can't have a used car salesman, and that's an insult to used car salesman, I know that, so let me rephrase that. You can't have the cliche or stereotypical used car salesman as president of the United States. But that's what you have. The analogy's been used here time and again, Lucy, Charlie Brown, and the football. Okay, that is what this is. But everybody sees it now. You can't keep just pulling the football away and pulling the football away, and at some point, people are going to say, the hell with you. He cannot be trusted to negotiate in good faith, not just with members of Congress from the other party, but with anybody. Now, I've always felt the Saudis are fair-weather friends anyway, but that's what's even more telling about this. Some of you might say, well, good riddance. I think it's been a while since we could trust them anyway. And then yet they're the one who break up with us. Think about that. Just think about that. Then they're the ones who decide they can't trust us. This, remember all of this? Oh, he's going to repair our image on the nationals, on the international stage. Countries will respect us again. They won't hate us. All France thinks we're spying on them. Remember, that was the big one, the French, that George Bush alienated the hoity-toity French, and that was his greatest sin where liberals were concerned. Obama's alienated everybody. And I know that this is that the mainstream media has never really picked up on this. But basically handing over our foreign policy to Vladimir Putin is going to be a big deal in the long run. A very, very big deal. But the word of the United States doesn't mean spit anymore. I can't say the other word. It doesn't mean spit anymore. It just doesn't. And that doesn't just make the United States more dangerous. It makes the world a more dangerous place. Somebody has to lead. By somebody, I mean some country has to be leader of the free world. This is what liberals thought they always wanted. No, coalition international government, that the UN really is in charge. The United States just doesn't have to be the leader anymore. That's our own arrogance. That's our own self-importance. Yeah, you try that. I guarantee some country will. That's what made it so dangerous. basically giving that leadership role to Putin. This is going to create serious problems for the rest of his second term. Countries who are supposed to be our friends, yeah, well, you know, I don't really trust you anymore. I'm sorry. I know we were friends. This is catastrophic. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.